Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market close report for the 24th of March. So happy Friday to you all. Well, unfortunately, the Aussie market fell today, not by much, but we still have fallen now for 7 consecutive weeks. And that's something that hasn't happened in years. It also means that the ASX 200 has now slumped by roughly 8%. From the near record highs that were hit just in early February. So today we had the ASX 200 down 13 points, or a fifth of 1% to 6,955. Silver lining, I guess, is the fact that we were down 3 times more than that a bit earlier, so we at least recovered off those lows. And the broader All Ordinaries Index was down by close to a fifth of a percent, or 11 points, so it's still at around 7,137. So a lot has happened in recent times. We've had interest rate hikes around the world continuing. Inflation is still way too high. And then in the last couple of weeks, we've had the failure of 2 US banks, which has just added to concerns. Just last night, we had interest rate hikes in the UK, in Switzerland, in Norway, and also yesterday in the Philippines. So that's continuing to be a factor. Locally today, though, across the different sectors, the biggest weight really came through in the financials. So the big banks didn't really help our market today. That sector was down by roughly 1.1%. What helped most was certainly the materials, which rose by approximately 0.5% today. The utilities were actually the strongest performers, but this is a tiny sector on our market. It's only about 1.5% of the ASX 200, but nonetheless, it was pushed higher, mainly thanks to AGL. Elsewhere, healthcare, consumer discretionary, consumer staples, quite uninspired improvements there, and we had most other sectors also declining. Now, as far as the best and worst performing stocks on our market go, let's look at the best first up. Estia Health was top of the list. It rose 14.1% today. Now, this is because it received a takeover offer from a private equity firm in the US called Bain Capital. $3 per share cash, which is put on the table for the group. That's a 30% premium to what the shares were trading at just yesterday. So that's why its shares rose. That seemed to also inspire buying in its peer Regis Healthcare, which rose by 13.9%. Elsewhere, Pilbara Minerals, the lithium miner, up almost 4% today. It actually paid investors its very first dividend ever. This is in its 15-year history on the market. So the fact that demand for electric vehicles around the world has generally been quite high and has continued to increase, that has helped the company post a big profit in recent times, 11-fold increase in earnings, in fact. So that's the reason why it's paying a dividend again. Evolution Mining is up around 3% today. Not the best of the day, but over the course of the week, the 3 best performers were all gold miners. Evolution was the best of the bunch. Now, as far as the losers are concerned on our share market, the worst by far ended up being Block. Now, this is the Afterpay's US owner. It fell rather by 18.5%. So there was some scathing allegations made in a report last night by a short seller called Hindenburg Research, and basically claiming that Block, amongst other things, helped facilitate relief fraud, pandemic relief fraud, and criminal activity. So the group has denied the allegations. It's threatening legal action, but the stock still fell. Elsewhere, Brickworks was down 4.5%. It did stand out yesterday, but the building products company said that demand for its products might actually drop in the coming months because of the 10 rate hikes we've had in the past year. And Healius, it was down 4%. The pathology group, though, did well over the week, mainly because it received a takeover offer on Monday. Now, as far as currencies go, rather, the Aussie strengthened against pretty much all majors, with the exception of the yen, but it's sitting at about 66.8 US cents. And if we cast our eyes forward to the coming week, there'll be almost $19 billion in dividends that will be paid out to shareholders, most of that from BHP, CBA, Fortescue, Wesfarmers, and also Telstra. And then we've got 2 updates on our economy Tuesday and Wednesday, which could make all the difference in whether or not we get a rate hike in April. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll do this again next week.